Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Richard Hartounian. I'm the United States Attorney for the Northern District of New York, and I'm here joined by several of our law enforcement partners to announce a major development in an ongoing investigation that we've been conducting since June of 2011. Today, we are announcing the arrest of 17 defendants, primarily in Utica, some in some other locations, as part of a large-scale, multi-defendant drug trafficking and money laundering case that we estimated may have flooded the streets of the city of Utica with more than 100 kilograms of cocaine during the period of the conspiracy and related conspiracies, which began for our purposes back in and before June 2011. Now, all of the defendants named in the indictment, and you have the names of the defendants in the press package, are charged, all but one, are charged with a conspiracy to commit drug trafficking offenses. Those are serious federal felony offenses, punishable by mandatory minimum terms of imprisonment of 10 years and maximum term of imprisonment of life, a $10 million fine, and a period of supervised release of at least 5 years on those drug conspiracy charges. There is one defendant you will note in the press release, Michael Lynch, the operator of Southside Auto Center, which is depicted in the photograph to my right. He is charged with a series of offenses, money laundering, structuring conspiracy, and maintaining a drug distribution premises. And he faces a maximum sentence, the most serious of those charges, of 20 years, a fine of up to $2 million, and a three-year period of supervised release. And we have effectively taken down different layers, different levels of a major drug distribution network. Let me tell you a little bit about the investigation. The investigation, as I said, began back in 2011 with some information received about suspicious activity involving some of these defendants, some of which concerned the Southside Auto location that you see depicted in the photograph. The investigators working together now, again, working collaboratively, as we try to do, and it worked, I have to say, beautifully in this case. We had, of course, our lead federal agencies, the DEA and the IRS, working together with the New York State Police on a statewide level, and working, very importantly and closely, with our local partners from Oneida County and from the city of Utica. And in my experience, doing drug cases for over 20 years, the most thorough investigations are conducted when they're conducted collaboratively, using all layers of law enforcement assets and working together and sharing information. And that is what we did in this case. Working together, the investigators followed this organization, and in 2012, about a year ago or so, in the spring and into the summer months, obtained seven court-authorized wiretaps and on various lines used by members of what we will call the Hagans and Sook organizations. And you can see those are the names of lead defendants set forth in our indictments that are described in our press packet.